Today, 40 days after our Lord's resurrection, we celebrate our Lord's glorious ascension into heaven. Our Lord's bodily presence here on this world comes to a glorious conclusion as Christ ascends into heaven by his own power and takes his place at the right hand of the Father. This, of course, is an article of our faith, so we find it at every Mass in the Creed. On the third day, he rose again in fulfillment of the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. It was necessary for our Lord to fulfill the Scriptures in this manner. But it was also necessary for our faith that he ascend into heaven. Faith is a free assent or approval to the truth which God has revealed. This truth is of matters that are non-tangible, which cannot be touched physically or seen with our eyes. Nevertheless, faith is necessary for our salvation. While our Lord was here on earth in his physical presence, he would often test his apostles and disciples. Did they really believe that this man standing before them was truly the Son of God and the second person of the Holy Trinity? Recall when he asked them, "But whom do you say that I am?" The apostles and disciples were affirmed in their faith because they were able to see physically with their eyes the miracles our Lord performed. They were there at his crucifixion and his death and were firsthand witnesses of his resurrection. Yet their faith and love in our Lord was still connected to his physical presence here on earth. It was a tangible faith, one they could touch with their hands and see with their eyes. Their faith needed to be strengthened and perfected in order for them to be prepared to receive the Holy Spirit, the Advocate. This week in the Gospels at Mass, we heard Christ speaking to his apostles about sending the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to them. He tells his disciples that he cannot send the Spirit unless he ascends into heaven to the Father. Pentecost could not have happened without his ascension. It was necessary for our Lord to ascend into heaven. Because if our Lord had remained here on earth with his apostles, then he would be everything for them, and they would indeed for a greater faith or the Holy Spirit. Their faith in him would be tangible and not intangible, and so their faith would not be strengthened, and they would not need any further faith or that gift of the Advocate. When our Lord ascended into heaven, then the apostles and disciples had to live on faith alone. They could no longer rely on our Lord's physical presence among them, and so they were thus prepared to receive the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who would give them the strength necessary to face the many difficulties they would encounter while spreading the gospel in the world. Our Lord's ascension into heaven was also necessary to fulfill salvation history. He could not return at the end of time if he had not first ascended into heaven. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this solemnity we celebrate today, the ascension of our Lord into heaven, should be as important to us today as it was 2,000 years ago. It matters to us today because the ascension of our Lord into heaven was when our church on earth was given the Great Commission. We, as a church militant, were given the commission to spread the gospel in every age, to prepare the world for the second coming of our Lord. Recall in the reading we just heard what the angel said to those who were staring up at the sky at our Lord's ascension. The angel said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him go into heaven." It is a reminder for all of us that we must stop being idle and get to work and do our part in spreading the gospel and bringing others to Christ. When we were all baptized, we became members of the mystical body of Christ and were thus incorporated into his church here on earth. So, we're made sharers in the mission of the church and must do our part and participate in the work of the church to spread the gospel to all the corners of the world.